Waking you up on this Thursday morning and keeping him on the hotline way far longer than he probably anticipated. It is the guy we're going to be hanging with tomorrow night, Grapevine's 41st Annual Main Street Fest. He'll be on the stage, Neil McCoy. And sorry to keep you on here because I know you're busy out there. You've already been working.
Well, and when I'm home, I got a little ranch and cows and horses got to be fed and cat and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Do you have any snakes to feed? Or do you have any animals like that? Any advice for anyone that might get a new snake?
Neil, what would Neil McCoy do? This is a fun game. I play a lot of times.
Oh, God.
I'll ask, what would Neil McCoy do?
And I don't have any snakes. I'll let you know that.
Well, what would you do, Neil, if you woke up to a snake in your bedroom as I did?
Oh, my God. Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. Non-venomous, I'm 85% sure.
Okay, well, I would just freak out. I don't like snakes. Matter of fact, we just killed a snake this morning out here at the ranch.
By chance, was it brown or maybe about 9-10 inches? Because if so, he could have made it out to East Texas.
He was on the move.
He could have.
Well, you should have waited until that one grew up to be scared of it. No, this one was much bigger. We saw it this morning. But still, I understand you being pretty shocked. What did you do with it?
I moved and I burned down the house, Neil. That's what I did. No, I put it in a box and I threw it out in my backyard because I didn't know what else to do.
Hey, well, I'm impressed that you did that, but don't burn down your house. You can move, but don't burn down your house.
Okay.
And you wouldn't have nothing to get money off.
All right.
The cat was the one who fought it and found it.
All the credit to my little cat. Penelope. She saved the family.
She sure did. She needs a little reward, too. I hope you'll give her something special.
Without a doubt. No doubt about it. Hey. Man, you're going to be there. You're going to be playing all your hits. We can't wait to be with you. It is the Grapevine 41st Annual Main Street Fest. And if you're going to have a street party, Neil McCoy needs to be a part of it, man. This is going to be great.
It is going to be great. I was looking at all the stuff that's going to be going on. Y'all got shopping and music dang near 24/7, it sounds like. We just happen to be lucky enough to be closing the show on Friday night, but I know you got a lot of great entertainers coming out all weekend. So I think it's going to be music going, which is what you want to do, and then a lot of stuff to do, food and everything. Everything you need to do is going to be down there, it sounds like.
And 100% snake-free, from what I've been told.
Really?
The Grapevine Convention Visitors Bureau.
I want to talk to them because they lied to you. I'm sure there won't be many anyway, but 100%, that's a lot of percentage.
That is the great Neil McCoy, buddy. It's going to be a blast this weekend. Come on out, Hank fans. It's going to be a big party with Neil.
Man, I appreciate y'all even talking to me and letting me talk a little bit more to your listeners and let more folks know that we're coming, because it's always somebody said, well, I didn't even know about it. But if they don't know about it now, it's certainly not y'all's fault.
Yeah, come on.
You jump on the show literally anytime. You have the number. You just call it. I guarantee you whatever you're doing is more interesting than whatever we're doing. So we'll just break into news coverage.
And it is your hotline, so come on.
Yeah. We named it after you.
What time does your show start in the morning? That will surprise y'all once a day.
I love that. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I'm on. I'm staying on for the whole 4 hours. So when you hear me call, just cancel everything else that you've got. I'm sure you're going to upset some people, but what the heck? How often do I call?
We'll get HR to send you a W-2, man. We'll just get you on the payroll. We'll just do it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.